So we find two halachos by Malicha, things that are Maliach. One is that there's halacha, that Shmuel is Mechadech, Maliach Kiroseach. Nafkamina is that, like Tzli, it's Oser, according to most Rishonim, Kidei Klipa. I'll call upon him by a Darvon of Afeyat's Oser. Then there's a second din of Malicha, that it's Motzi Dam, to be Matir from the Yisr of Dam. Shaila is, are these two halachos related to each other? They're coincidental, maybe they're not related to each other. Is this... There's halacha by Tzli, right? By Tzli, according to many Rishonim, I think most Rishonim, by Tzli, you don't need to do malicha. The Tzli is motzi the dam. You don't need to do malicha in order to eat a Tzli. So you could very well say that once we paskin Maliach Kiroseach, it's a machlokas the Gemara Maliach Kiroseach, but once we paskin Maliach Kiroseach, maybe the Havana is that because Malicha is like Tzli, that's also why it's Motzi the Dam. Tzli is Motzi Dam. Tzli is Motzi Dam. So since Maliach is Kiroseach, it's also Motzi Dam, just like it's Oser in the same way that Tzli is Oser. There's something that is either chimum or the charifus, which is somehow the equivalent of chimum. Somehow it's treated like something that's hot. So the same way if that heat of tzli is motzi dam, so malicha is also motzi dam, and it's really the same halacha. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that they're two entirely separate things. Malicha has some aspect of chamimus or charifus, which causes it to be mavliya. That's one halacha. Completely separate tchuna of malicha is that salt draws out blood, and maybe that has nothing to do with maliach kiroseach. So, first of all, there's a machlokis that we see over here, that what's the shear of malicha that's required before you get a din of maliach kiroseach, right? So again, kufya beis amid olive, Tosos over there, many Rishonim have the machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that the malicha of maliach kiroseach is a malicha which is latznia. If you want to preserve meat, you don't want to eat it right away, so it's that salting. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't need that much salting to get it to Maliach Kiroseach. The Maliach Lekedera, the normal Maliach that's done to be matir, a piece of meat for cooking in a Kedera, is enough to get you the din of Maliach Kiroseach. So to start off, Lechora and Shitas Rashi, that Maliach Kiroseach is only if it's a shear of malicha latznia, l'chora it's a davar pashut, that you have to say that the function of malicha, that it's motzi dam, is not a result of maliach kiroseach. Because you're maleach a piece of meat a certain amount, it doesn't yet have the din of maliach kiroseach, and yet you're saying it's being matir it from the iser dam. So l'chora in Rashi, it comes out clear that malicha has two, that melach has two separate tchunos. It's motzi dam, that's why it's matir, a piece of meat, has a separate tchuna that if you're maleach and more than that, eventually becomes kiroseach. Two completely separate halachas, l'chora. That would also fit in with another shita of Rashi. It's not mamish beferish, but the Rush is medayik, it's brought in... It's the Rush in the first parak here in Simen Yotes. It's brought in the Beis Yosef, the beginning of Simen Ayin Vav. Rashi said, Rashi is mashma that even for Tzli, even for tzli, you have to do melicha. Wherever the Gemara distinguishes between melicha, which is l'kedera, and melicha l'tzli, so Rashi says the melicha l'tzli means that it's just muat. And the Rosh is medayik, one of the places, mashma, that you actually need a little bit of melicha for tzli also. Now, if you hold that the whole point, the reason that melicha is effective to be motzi dam, is because it's like tzli, it's like roseach, so it really doesn't make very much sense to say that you need a melicha in addition to the tzli. Whatever the melicha is going to do, the tzli is going to do also. So if you need more of it, just do more tzli. They're the same inyan. It's all the chamimus, it's motzi the dam. Elamai, again, it's Mashman Rashi that there are two separate tchunos of melach. One is that it's motzi dam, and another one is that eventually, if it's very salty, it's also kiroseach. So then we could understand that the Shita of Rashi is that tzli gets out most of the dam, but to get out all of the dam, you need this other tchuna also of melach, that's shoev dam. So you don't need as much, because you're being motzi the dam through the tzli also, but you need something. So in Shitas Rashi, l'chor, it's clear that they're two separate halachos. The shaila is on Rabbeinu Tam. Most Rishonim seem to go like Rabbeinu Tam, that the shear of melicha that is melicha kiroseach is the same exact shear as melicha l'kedera. That's the Eino Nechol Machmas. The Gemara says it shears Eino Nechol Machmas Mocho. That just means what you need for Kedera. It's all the same thing. So Yesh Ladun, is that a coincidence? Coincidentally, the Koach of Melach to draw out Dam happens to be Toloi in the same shear as the other Tchuna of Salt, of Meliach Kiroseach? Or is it because they're really the same thing? Meliach Kiroseach creates a din of Roseach, and now Memela, once it's like Roseach, so just like Tzli is Motzi Dam, Melach's Motzi Dam. Within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Yesh Ladun. The Ron, which is brought by the Shach here, and I put it on these sheets if anyone wants to look. I don't know if anyone brought the sheets. But the... let's see if I have some more. I have another one. Or if you have a Gemara Chulin, it's on Mem Aleph on the base. So the Ron brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and he brings a number of Rayas to Rabbeinu Tam, and among them is the Bahag. The Bahag, this is where the Ron speaks about it, is one line above where I bolded it. The Bahag says the shear of melicha, so there's a shear of how much salt you need, and then there's a shear of how much time you need, right? So in terms of how much salt that you need, that's discussed in the Sugya Menachos. The Bahag is discussing how long do you need to leave the salt on it in order for the melicha to do its job. The Bahag says that the shear melicha l'kedera is like shear tzliya. Shiatzli as kadehi lachmil. So the Ron says on this Bahag, Umashma mishum de kaimelan de meliach harei hu kiroseach titzli hu di avinam lehu chash yura. Alma bahachi chashiv roseach. So the Ron says that from the fact that the Bahag is learning the shear of Melicha L'Kedera from the shear of Tzli, so it's mashma that there's a kesher between Tzli and the Melicha that's matir. It's matir L'Kedera. the surface of it, it's easy to read over the line, but it takes a little bit of thought of what his actual raya is. Right, what's he proving for this bahag? So, at least to the best of my understanding, the words themselves seem to me not 100% clear. But to the best of my understanding, he's saying like this: what would Sli have to do with Kedera, with Maliach LeKedera? Says, well, we would understand why Sli would have to do something with Maliach Kerosayach. That we would understand, because Maliach Kerosayach is saying that Malicha does the same thing that Sli does. So however long it takes for Sli to cook something, there's some svara that that's how long the melech has to be present to be kerosayach. We understand the kesher between the halacha. We understand the kesher between the halacha of meliach kerosayach and the halacha and the shear of kedet sliya, because meliach kerosayach is saying that it's like sli, so it makes sense that the shear is like the time it takes to be tzola. Notice he says, Mishum de Kaimelon de Meliach Reu Kerosayach de Tzli. It's not Pashit, not everyone holds that Meliach is Kerosayach, but he says, once we paskin that Melicha is Meliach Kerosayach, so we can understand that the Bahag saw a kesher between Tzli and the Shir Tzli and the Halacha of Meliach Kerosayach. It has to be like the time of Tzli. If we'll say that the malicha that's needed to be matir l'kedera is also related to this halacha of maliach kerosayach, so then it makes sense that the shear of malicha l'kedera is also kedet tzliya. And then it will in turn make sense that whatever is considered the amount of salt that you need, how salty the thing needs to be, the shear of Eno Nechal Machmas Molcho that we find by Kedera is the same shear by Meliach Kerosayach. He's proving there's a kesher between the halacha of Meliach Kerosayach and the Melicha that's Motzi Dam. If you'll say that there is such a kesher, Meliach Kerosayach is related to the Melicha that's Motzi Dam, so then Memela we can understand where the shear Sli comes in, because Meliach Kerosayach is certainly related to the idea of Tzli, of Tzliya. So, all I see from the Ron is that there's a kesher between them. Bitzad the Havana Shabo, and I believe he seems to be trying to prove there's a kesher between them, and that you can, if there's a kesher between them, then whatever is needed, again, whatever shear is needed for to be motzi the salt is going to be the same shear of salt that's needed to get to Kemaliach Kerosayach. They're related to each other. What's their relationship? He doesn't spell that out. But it would be tempting, to me at least, to say that the way they're related is that it's cause and effect. Meliach is Kerosayach. Once Meliach is Kerosayach, Memela it's motzi dam, just like Rosayach is motzi dam.
Isn't the first
time
that's cooked, sweet, isn't it quite?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's still not clear how you learn the shear, because by tzli you're talking about how how long l'chora takes it to get fully cooked, and when it comes to no Saint Thomas tzli, it's not talaim being fully cooked. I don't have an answer to that question, but l'maisa the Ron is somehow saying that makes sense. The inviter, I think there's a similar diuk from how he's mamshich when he brings the rim at Barcelona, or as he has the Haravana Si al Bergoloni, says the kosher shab and malcho shir shehiya lekadera have roseach umikmi hachilo. That's what he says. V'kach kosef harav hanasi al Bergoloni. The kosher shab, as long as it was shab malchol shir shehiya l'kedera, then it's Roseach. So again, he's showing that there's a connection between the din of Meliach Kiroseach and the din that Melicha is Matir, the meat from Dan. What that Kesher is, he doesn't say. I'm just suggesting that maybe the Pshat is that, again, Meliach Kiroseach is the reason for that it's Matir. That's mostly the Dam. It's the same as Sli. It does the same thing that Sli does. Okay. So moving on to the discussion that comes up in the Shach. So it basically surrounds the fact that a lot of Rishonim bring a Maisa that happened in Beis Rashi, that they took a piece of meat that was already salted, the shear Melicha, and they put it in a Kli without holes. And they didn't do Hadacha, they didn't rinse it. They just did the Melicha, left the salt on it, and put it in a Kli. And the tzir, you know, kept dripping out, and the tzir builds up in the Kli. So the question was, does that situation create some sort of isser on the meat? And Rishonim spell out that it might create an isser from two angles. One angle is that you could say that the tzir itself, what's coming out, maybe what's coming out is still dam. It appears to be dam, it's red. So maybe that dam that's coming out now and sitting in the kli is going to be osirit. So they basically say, no, what comes out after the shear, the shear melicha is not dam anymore, it's moel ba'alma. The second cheshbon is that there's salt with dam in it still on the surface of this meat, and you didn't do hadacha, and they say that maybe when this moel is continuing to come out, so it like moistens the dam in the salt, and somehow now it's going to be nivla back into the meat. Mikoach, the salt that's still on the meat. The salt on the meat is going to be mavliya, the dam that's contained with it, into the meat. So they basically say two reasons why that's not a problem. A number of Bali Tosos bring two reasons. Rashi, in the case of the house of Rashi, they are matir. The question is why. So they bring two reasons why the salt on the surface, which has dam in it, shouldn't be osir. One is that once it's nisyabesh, so it's nisyabesh. It doesn't have a koach to be nivla anymore. And the fact that it's becoming remoistened somehow is not a problem. It lost its koach to be nivla. The other mahalik they bring is that once the salt passed the shear melicha, the melicha is finished, so then it loses, the salt loses its koach to be mavli anymore. It has no koach to be mavli anymore. And this is very nogei lahalacha. The second answer is most of the focus in the poskim is on the second answer, because you have a big nafkamina according to this, that wherever the shear melicha passed, you don't need to worry about the Meliach Kiroseach anymore. It's not going to answer anything. So the Trumas Adeshen basically brings what he views as a Machlokas Rishonim. He has this string of Rishonim. He has this string of Rishonim that say that in the case of this case in the Beis Rashi, that you had the salt on the meat after the shear Melicha passed already, and now the Moel's seeping out, and they never did Hadacha. So they say it's Mutter, because the Koach of the Melech was Pasak. Pasak Koach HaMelech. But then he brings the Rishonim on our Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, that what happens if you, a bunch of Rishonim say that if you have Basar Meliach or Gevina Meliach, and you touch them to each other, so they're Osir each other. And they don't distinguish within 18 minutes, after 18 minutes, they don't make any distinctions. It's mashma that as long as they're at present, they have the shear of melicha, that's enonecha machmas malcha, they're going to be osir each other. what happened to the kula that after the shir malicha passes, which is a relatively short time, it's just 18 minutes. So l'chora, according to the Rishonim who brought the mice from the base Rashi, it should be mutter. They shouldn't be also each other. The shir of malicha passed, and the melach lost its koch to be mavli anymore. So the Truma Tzedesh and Taka understands that it's a machlokas. It's machlokas Rishonim. But many Achronim point out that the problem with saying this is that the Smag says both. The Smag says both the Svara that the Koach of the Melech is Pasak after it was Motzi the Dam, and that Basra and Gavina that touch each other, if one of them is Meliach, then it's Oser. So the Shach says it's not Akasha. The Shach says they're not arguing, it's not Akasha. He says that the Svara that the Rishonim say that the Melach loses its Koach once it's Maflit, that's if it's Maflit the Dam. That's if it's Maflit Dam. But just because something has already been sitting in salt for 18 minutes, that doesn't mean that the Melach loses its Koach. It's specific to that Melicha, which is Motzi Dam. Says in the case of Basar and Gavina, we're not talking about a piece of meat that you're being molech to remove the dam, because we're not talking about an Isser dam. We're talking about an Isser Basar B'chalef. It's mashma that dam's not in the equation. And certainly in the case of cheese, obviously you're not being molzi dam. So what we're talking about is a piece of meat that already you removed the dam. Afterwards you salted it for whatever reason, either to preserve it or for the flavor. And same by the cheese. So the salt involved in this case, which is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch here, and in all those Rishonim, this salt was never motzi dam. The whole halacha that other Rishonim say, or the Smak himself says, the whole halacha that Rishonim say that melach loses its koch once it's maflit, is talking about specifically when it's maflit dam. And then there's just no steer between them. So the Shach makes a lot of sense if we assume that the koach of melach to be motzi dam is something other than just meliach kiroseach. If all that happens is you say meliach kiroseach, and once it's roseach, memela the dam goes out, just like when you're tzola basar, it's very difficult to be mechalek between whether it was motzi dam or not motzi dam. Either way, it's being marsiach the chaticha the same way, right? And the fact that the dam goes out is just a totzah of the fact that it's roseach. So who cares whether it was roseach and memela dam came out, or stam it was roseach? Either way, if you want to say it's nigmar kocho, it's pasak kocho. Lechor is the same pasak kocho, whether dam happened to be spilling out or wasn't spilling out. It was marsiach this thing for 18 minutes. Right? Why should there be a chilek whether dam was going out or not? If, on the other hand, you say that the koach of melach to be motzi dam is a separate koach from liach kiroseach, so then lechor it's easier to understand. You could say it's like the salt potentially has two pulos it can do. It can be shoev dam or it can be marsiach. But if it was already shoev dam, like it expended its kochos, and now it can't be marsiach anymore. To me, at least, it seems that way. And the truth is, I think he kind and the Shach does bother to establish the idea that these are that meliach kiroseach is not doesn't mean that it's shoev mikoach it's resichus. It doesn't mean that it does the same thing as tzli does. He himself points this out. He brings a raya that they're two separate things. His raya is from Kchal. It's a rush by it's machlokas rishonim really, but there's a sugya by Kchal. What if you want to after you did kriya and everything, whatever you have to do? So you want to roast the Kchal, and you want to roast it together with other meat on one shbud, right? So when it comes to kaved, which is in the same sugya, so the Gemara says you can be tzola kaved and regular meat on the same shbud. just make sure that the kaved is under the other meat instead of above it, because if it's above it, then it's going to, the dam is going to be dripping onto it. That's what we say mishrak sharak. But when it comes to chal, yeah, no. By dam we say mishrak sharak. By chal, if you're roasting a chal on the same shpud as you're roasting other meat, there, if I got it mixed up, by dam it's mutter, but by chal, where it's not mishrak sharak, the milk is not mishrak sharak. So the Gemara says you have to make sure to put the chal on the bottom of the shpud and not the top of the shpud. Even though meikar din, whatever is left in there is mutter, but if you see drops of milk going onto the piece of meat, so it's usser. Therefore, you have to put the chal on the bottom. So the Rush says, what if you want to be moleach, you want to salt a chal on top of a piece of kosher meat? So he says, that's mutter. That's mutter because tzli, because moleach is only motzi dam, it's not motzi chalav. So you see, behedya, this is a case where the tzli, mikoach, its actual chamimus, is motzi the chalav, and maliach is not motzi the chalav. So he says you have to say that the fact that melach is motzi dam, that's a special tchuna of melach to be motzi dam. That's not because it becomes hot.
Doesn't he say in the Tzadiyavi that he mentions that the dam becomes and the tear gets heated up before the buser? Why wouldn't that apply to the chalav?
What's the question? I don't understand.
Isn't it Rasiyah 12 anyway? Even if it's not.
Let's say it is.
Then it'll come out anyway.
It doesn't, just because it's Rasiyah, it doesn't mean it comes out. If I understand correctly, what he's doing is he wants to establish there are two separate things going on here. The melach has a koach to be shoev the dam, and that's not because it's hot, just like tzli. And it has another koach that it's marsiach. If it already expended its koach on being motzi dam, it's no longer marsiach. So after, if you're actually being molech something to remove dam, then after the shir melicha passes, then you don't have melech kirosach anymore. That's the kula of all those rishonim in the case of the house of Rashi, right? If, on the other hand, you just did melicha on a piece of cheese or a piece of meat that you're already machshir, so that creates melech kirosach, and the melech kirosach never goes away. As long as you have that level of salt in the piece, it's going to be rosach forever. That, of course, is what the Shach is saying. In terms of his raya from the Rush, I don't know if it's mamish or raya brura, because you could perhaps say that maliach is kiroseach, and it's motzi dam because it's roseach, and all the Rush is saying there is that it doesn't have the same degree of koach as tzli does. Tzli is more powerful, and it takes a bigger koach to be motzi chalav than it does to be motzi dam, which is mistaber, dam's mishrak sharik, it slides around. Because we already find that hagam that we say meliach kiroseach, it doesn't mean that it's identical to roseach. It's less of an oser. Where that's coming from in the Gemara is something maybe to think about, but we already saw way in the beginning of the Limud on Tzadi Favamid Beis, the Rush says that even though tzli is osir kadei netila, but melicha is only osir kadei klipa. You say meliach kiroseach, so it means it's similar to tzli, but it doesn't mean it's as powerful as tzli. If I'm not mistaken, Rishonim make the chiluk also by when a kli, we saw in the Ramah, right? A kli which is nasar al yedei bli osir tzonen has a different halacha than a kli that was nasar al yedei bli osir cham. If you were tzola isir in a kli, that kli has different halachos than if you were a meliach isir in a kli. So hagam, no matter what, meliach kiroseach only means it's mavliya in the same manner as roseach, but it doesn't mean to the same degree. Once you say it as a smaller koach, you could say in the Rush, so it's motzi the dam, it's not motzi chalav. Chalav takes a bigger koach to be motzi. But I'll call panim, I think this is set up in the Shach. that he's assuming they're two different kochos. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think that's a mashmaos of the Ran. The Ran seems mashma that Meliach Kiroseach and that Melicha is Motzi Dam come from the same place. And I think it's just worth pointing out that the Shach is saying this Mahalakha is against the Trumas Adeshen, and it's really also against the Bach and the Yam Shel Shlomo that the Shach himself brings. They all bring this steer and this mug. Why is it that you are matir the case of Beis Rashi, but your Oser Basa touches Gavina, even after the Shir Malicha? How do you put those two things together? And they answer it differently. They give different answers. I don't want to go into what those answers are right now. They're on the sheet for anyone to see. But the point is that you have a Trumas Adeshen and a Bach and a Yam Shel Shlomo that all don't answer like the Shach, which, as far in, at least up to this point, leaves very open the possibility that Meliach Kiroseach and the Koach of Melach to be Motzi Dam are the same thing. They're not two different tichunos of Melach, they're the same. Because it's Roseach Memelech Motzi Dam. In all these Achronim, I think, at least as far as what we've seen till now, it's possible to say. Again, like the Mashmaos of the Ran. Okay, leave it here.